You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Miranda, and this is the Nonprofit Spotlight. And today, the Nonprofit Spotlight shines on Jillian Payne Murrieta, Board Chair of Community Gardens of Tucson. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
What is your organization's mission?
The mission for the Community Gardens of Tucson is to create a vibrant Tucson where people can come together to grow food and have a creation of community.
How does Community Gardens of Tucson work toward that mission?
We have 20 different gardens throughout town, and so each garden has its own unique feel. And in those gardens, we have plots that are approximately 3 feet by 20 feet, where gardeners can come in and grow what they need for a plot fee. We give them drip irrigation, all the water that they need, a shed that has all the tools necessary for gardening, and a site coordinator or a group of site coordinators that can answer questions. And they come together, and the site coordinators are there to give education to the gardeners about what is going on in the garden, what they can grow in the different seasons, also to organize work days and other fun community development activities in the garden.
Please share highlights of one of your programs that help execute your mission.
We have the Food Resiliency Program, which is plot fee assistance. We have a sliding scale. We give out 100% scholarships or plot fee assistance.
How can people find out more about Community Gardens of Tucson?
They can go to our website, which is www.communitygardensoftucson.org. Also, we have rotating work days on Saturdays. They are advertised on our social media sites, as well as on the United Way. And those work days range in times and activities across the different gardens, depending on what's going on. One of our 6 core values is environmental sustainability. So we are always trying to utilize as little water as possible, but also create as much food as possible.
Does Community Gardens of Tucson ever have a need for volunteers?
We definitely do. There's a lot of different volunteer opportunities. The rotating work days that we go between the different gardens. We also have various different committees where we're working on new projects. So for example, we have garden operations and education. On the garden operations, we are working hard on improving accessibility to the gardens. So most people, when they hear the word accessibility, they think physical accessibility, which yes, we definitely are. We are trying to get raised beds in all of our gardens. Also, we're putting in water hose holders so people don't have to bend over to get the hoses. We're also working hard on accessibility in other terms, such as language barriers. So we have people that are multilingual working in the garden for us. And so that is a potential volunteer opportunity. Some other volunteer opportunities is through education. So different people have different abilities in their education, and we're always trying to learn, which is another one of our 6 core values, is always learning. And so we're trying to bring in as much education as possible into the gardens so we can learn about soil health, what's the best things to grow, environmental sustainability, conflict resolution. We have a fundraising committee also, which people can volunteer for, and a governance committee. Also, if there's anybody interested in being on the board of directors, we always can use more people so that we can have enough people from a cross-section of the community in the garden. And that they feel welcome, because one of our other 6 core values is everyone is welcome.
Thank you so much for joining me, Jillian, to tell us a little bit more about Community Gardens of Tucson. Today, the Nonprofit Spotlight shines on Jillian Payne Murrieta, Board Chair of Community Gardens of Tucson. Support provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships. Learn more at cfsaz.org.